What is going on, everybody? You're listening to the J-Red Show. Giannis scores 50 points to lead the Bucks and the city of Milwaukee to their first championship in 50 years. The Bucks defeat the Suns 105-98 to win the series 4-2. And this was a fun series. A lot of great blocks, just exciting back and forth action. But this Giannis kid was something special. I remember a couple years ago going to Erie, Pennsylvania and watching Connor McDavid with the Erie Otters. Or this year watching Vladimir Guerrero Jr. with the Blue Jays, and then a few years ago seeing him with the Bisons. I mean, in basketball, we are seeing something special in Giannis. This guy is the next Michael Jordan. This guy is the next LeBron James. He's already 2-time MVP award winner, 5-time All-Star, and now he has an NBA Finals MVP to boast. I mean, it wasn't all Antepelo. Bobby Portis also deserves some credit. Portis came on the bench and provided the Bucks a huge spark. Portis finished the game with 16 points. Also, great coaching by Mike Budenholzer. The Bucks fell behind the series 2-0, but he made the correct adjustments. He called timeouts at the right time, like at the 6-minute mark of this game, when the Bucks were struggling at the free throw line. I know the Coach of the Year award is only for the regular season, but Budenholzer deserves the Coach of the Year award after what we saw today. On the other side, for the Phoenix Suns, we just saw an epic collapse from Chris Paul. He's one of the league's best guards. However, he's also gained a bit of reputation for losing leads in the playoff series. Unfortunately, that fell to this series. This has happened time and time again. In 2008, he had a 2-0 series lead over the Spurs. 2013, over the Grizzlies. 3-1 over the Rockets. 2-0 over the Blazers in 2016. 3-2 over the Warriors in 2018. And then this year. So, I mean, it's not entirely his fault, but Chris Paul just cannot get over that hump. What are your thoughts on the Bucks championship? Hit me on Twitter at JRedShow. So, the next sports game events I'm looking forward to is the Summer Olympics. Unfortunately, because of COVID and because not enough Japanese have gotten vaccinated, there will be no fans. And frankly, in my opinion, I think as much as I love the Summer Olympics, I think the games should be canceled. The only reason they're not is because the IOC gets paid by Comcast. And without that money, there would be a deep financial hole. But we just saw Kara Eaker get tested positive for COVID. And just as it's been for the whole year, not just for sport, it's going to be a struggle for the Olympics as they fight against COVID. As it's been for the whole year, for all sports and for all forms of life as we struggle against the coronavirus. It's a good thing that we're back to normal, almost back to normal here in America, that there's no more mask restrictions except for certain places. There's, we can gather, but the virus is still a problem. And it is spreading in certain areas of the country and certain areas of the world. So I'm hoping that enough people will, get vaccinated and we can finally put an end to this thing once and for all. For soccer in the Olympics, I am predicting Spain to win. They have a +188 in this. But frankly, because of COVID and no fans, I'm a bit more excited for the Gold Cup and for MLS than I am for the Olympics. I mean, I'll watch, but it's just not going to be the same without fans. One event I'm looking forward to is women's boxing, because there's a girl from my hometown named Kristen McMurtry who might be representing Team USA in the Olympics. Her story is that she was bullied in high school, and then because of that, she took up boxing, and she was the star of the music video So Alive by the Goo Goo Dolls. On to the NHL draft. The biggest surprise is the Montreal Canadiens not protecting Carey Price. So after he was the goaltender who was really the main the MVP of Montreal's near miraculous run to the Stanley Cup Finals. So you got a question: is it his health? Is it knee injury? Exposing him in the draft is a risk for the Canadiens, and it's just too tempting not to take him. Jonathan Quick is another big name goaltender. If Price is hurt and has to miss a sizable amount of time, Quick will be a fit to step into that role, top role. I feel similar about PK Subban as I do about Price. How can you not take him? Sure, he has $9 million in price tag hefty, but he certainly would be a great force of the franchise. Up front, there are many pieces available, but I'll start with Pittsburgh's Jason Zucker. He's the highest paid forward in this roster. And in pieces like Connor Sherry, Blake Comeau, and Noel Hennessy, plus two-time Stanley Cup champion Matthew Joseph, fill the roster with Andre Chiasson and Nick Bostick and Richard Panik. Now, with that said, I do think Seattle's going to struggle this year. I think NHL teams have learned their lesson from Las Vegas and how they gave them a Stanley Cup championship. And this Seattle team is just not going to be as good. I feel Seattle will take a handful of big name star guys, maybe like three or four, a maximum of five. The rest of the roster will be filled out by younger, reasonable price, up-and-coming talent that will get a chance to blossom. You want a few big name guys to sell tickets and jerseys, but the core of the team should be a promising young talent. Well, what are your thoughts? Hit me on Twitter at JRedShow. Last time I did a podcast, I did a movies podcast. Well, it's going on September 23rd, and now we're starting to some more things to talk about when it comes to sports. About a few weeks ago, I said that the next sports game I was going to be looking forward to is Bills versus Steelers in September. But the Yankees have gotten hot and won four straight, and now they have a huge series with the Boston Red Sox. If they could win this series against the Red Sox, plus tomorrow's game versus the Phillies, then I'll get excited for the Yankees once again. So, I got that. I got the Summer Olympics. Got the NHL draft. So, sports is starting to take my interest right now. But what are your thoughts? Hit me on Twitter at JRedShow, and I will see you later.